What's up? If you for free, get out your seat, get up on your ass. Drink your beer, smoke that grass. We finna rock from Pontiac to Lassen, back to Saginaw, to Detroit, and take them from every club. Bootleg, shoestring, and the motherfucking backstabber. Hey, we gon' do it like this. I like drinking at the vets, hammer drop us too. DDF is in the district, we the boss on the avenue. Maniac, lunatic, and you know that I'm telling it. Bitches heading my way, you know that I'm swelling it. So all your punks, take your weak ass to school. Be calm and cool, don't be no fool. I'm talking to Northern, Northwestern, and Central too. KC in choice, we gonna rock for you. I said peace to my homies, I'm rather be Fred Dog, gets me double E.D. Walkers, that's my type of guy. Jamal Evans and Big Tasty.
Mid-Michigan-gander, your mid-Michigander, Flint Town boy. Yes, indeed, I am back. And it is August. It is 8:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, August the 25th, 2025. 25-25, you guys. And it is chilly outside. It is a chilly 64. Give you an idea of what's been going on all this month, or at least the last couple of weeks. Early in the morning, late at night. It has been chilly, you guys. This is something new. I would say we've kind of been experiencing it the last 3, 4, 5 years, where for some reason in August, the weather just changed now. You know, I ain't waiting until October. Look at our weather. Our weather is, this is terrible, y'all. For this, it's still August until the first isn't until next Monday. So we got a whole week. Look at our temperatures. Today I think it only got up to 69. It's 40. It's not even 63. This says it's 47 out there. Wow, it feels more like 47. I don't think it's 63. Tuesday, tomorrow, is supposed to be 70. Then it goes back up to 75 Wednesday. But then we drop Thursday, 64. Friday, 66. Saturday, 71. 76 Sunday. Monday, 69. 79. Anyway, wanted to talk to you about something, Flint Town boy. Recently went and hung out over the weekend with some coworkers. You know, Friday they had like a fish fry, and Saturday they had like a barbecue cookout. This particular coworker stayed out in Mount Morris, way out in Mount Morris, kind of near Clio. This particular coworker, it had a what did he say? He had like an acre and a half, but it looked like 3 acres. And then his yard goes into like a farmer's yard, you can tell. And that farmer's yard, I don't know how many acres that is. Them farmer crops, man, that thing just go on and on. But he got a shed that's like the size of a lot of people's normal houses, guys. Beautiful home out there. As a matter of fact, he say, I'm just say this in the neighborhood of our Mount Morris facility. Kind of right down the street from there. And for everybody who know, the people who stay over there, they got big, giant yards with, yeah, they got quite a decent size yards out there. We had a good time, you know, so went out there with some coworkers. Last year, he said he was kind of disappointed because then nobody from work, you know, his work family didn't come out there. We didn't. I didn't hear about it last year till like by the time the weekend had started. I already had a barbecue cookout and everybody was invited. And so I got me 2 plates to go. Had some barbecue chicken, some ribs, macaroni and cheese, and the beans were gone. Like the, what do they call them beans? You know, like the Bush's baked beans, those type of beans. Why? I don't know the name. It'll come back to me. But those were all gone. Man, the macaroni and cheese was gone. They tore that mac and cheese up. I was like, no. But we went, we was like 3 hours late. I didn't know that. I found out a little bit later. We were late. Friday was the fish fry. I wish I would have went to that too. I'm not a big fish person though. Ocean perch and cod is what I eat. You know, I don't really do catfish or sway. I do sway every now and then. Just getting ready for the NFL, man. We got 13 days and counting. This Thursday, it'll be a week away from our first game. And this Thursday, because it's going to be a, like last year, it's going to be a game Thursday and it's going to be one Friday. Oh, it'll be a week away from a game. This Thursday, this Friday, we'll be a week away from a game. And this Sunday, we'll be a week away from the rest of the games, other than that Monday night game. So we're going to have one game Thursday night, one game Friday night, Sunday, the rest of the games, and then we're going to have one more game that next Monday. Will be the last game of the week. Hey, it's Broncos Titans. Estime got cut from the Broncos. You know, last week we traded Devon Vele. Time to get the season started, y'all. Shoot, everybody that I know of, my teams, the Steelers and Broncos, play Sunday. So I can't wait until this Sunday. And the thing is, too, because where I work, all the majors we have off. So, you know what that means, don't you? 3-day weekend. We get a 3-day weekend just before the NFL season starts. So, this Sunday coming up, we ain't even got a trip because we got Monday off, too. Because Monday is Labor Day. We don't have to labor on Labor Day. Yes, we get New Year's Day off. Memorial Day off, 4th of July off. Labor Day off. Thanksgiving off, and Christmas, which is major holidays. Something occurred, and I don't know if I brought it up on my last podcast at work, where unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of layoffs coming up, and it came out of nowhere, and the people who have my position are the ones that's getting laid off, and those of us who made it and still get to keep our job, thank you, Lord, but the ones who didn't, I trained a lot of them. I have become really good friends with them. Some of them, they really more than likely at this point, they are, because I don't know if I told you or not, my best two friends, I would say maybe like 15 years ago, close to 20. Might be close to 20 now. Close to 20 years ago, I had really two best friends, kind of like in junior high and high school. The best friend, rest in peace, brother. I found out he passed away February of 23. So it's been like 2.5 years since he's been gone. And the other guy who was my best friend, junior high and high school, like I said, he got locked up when I was staying on Fairhaven. So, that would have been, I don't want to say he got locked up my last year on Fairhaven, which was 2010. I keep leaning towards, I stayed there from 06 to 2010 for 4 years. So, I don't know. I want to say maybe 2 years. So, 8? Yeah. Somewhere around 2008, he got locked up. You know, him and his buddies were doing odd and end jobs for elderly people. And they tried to overpower one guy because he didn't want to let him in. And they tried to overpower him. And he got his gun and he got the jump on him. They overpowered him and pushed through and ended up getting the gun away from him and killing him. They ended up killing like 3-4 people, I believe, all together. Yeah, elderly people. Got sentenced to life in prison. And like I said, this had to be 2008, 2009. So it had to be 10 years ago would have been what? 15? Yeah, so it's been past 10. Yeah, way past 10. Yeah, 11-10. So you said 15 years. 15 years ago would have been what? 2010? So shit, it's been over 15. It's been over 15, because that was 15 would be 2010. And that happened, I want to say, before 2010. So it might have been like 17 years ago, y'all. And so he got life in prison around just before 2010, I would say, like 07, 08, 09. I remember walking around with my mother, talking to her about the incident, and we was like, man, That's messed up what they did to those people. Little did I know at the time, that was one of my best friends that was in on that. In on that. That was real rough when I found out. You know, and I'm on my way. I like to walk a lot when it gets nice in the spring and summertime. I'm walking from Beecher all the way out to the Flint Public Library to go use the computer. And a lady stopped me and she said, "You know your best friend, you know he in trouble, don't you? They arrested him." And I called out the one who I told you died 2 years ago. She said, "No, such and such." So it was the other one. I said, "Oh." She said, "You know he wanted in those crimes of killing them elderly people." So, you know, my two best friends are gone. One has left the planet as of 2.5 years ago. And the other one is locked up for the rest of his life as of like 15, 20 years ago, you know, or close to it. And I hate that me and the first one was my best friend. Me and him were on and off as friends for about 14 years. Yeah. So we were on and off, mainly on, as friends, falling out, as friends, falling out for 14 years. And, when he ended up dying, it had been, I want to say, as it would turn out, me and him would end up, you know what, I'm not ashamed of what I went through, you know what I'm saying, it just lets people know that you're a fighter and you can survive a lot of stuff. You know, me and him ended up at my brother's keeper. No, not my brother's keeper, but I did. The same year, actually. That was early in the year for 3 nights in that year. But I ended up at the warming center with him. He gave me the lay down. He said, "You got to be in at a certain time. If you're working, you got to check in with the security guard." You know, he gave me the whole rundown. And that's the first time I had been around him that much since high school. Because we never hung out for years when we was the 14 years. We was in and out as friends. We just talked on the phone all the time. We ain't never hang out or anything during those years. Or when we were in school, we didn't hang out. We just saw each other in school. When we went home, we would talk on the phone. We went to Holmes and Northwestern together. And we was at the warming center together. And that had to be... That was 8 years later from, that was 8 years later. That was 8 years later from when me and him was cool. So this was 8 years. So 14, now you're talking about. So if we were still cool then, we would have been 22 years on and off. But we didn't make it that far. So this was 8 years after we kind of fell out. And God sometimes will give you a last hurrah with the person. And he don't let you know at that time that's the last time you'll be with him. A young lady that used to work with us in January... You know, I have to spend a whole week, that New Year's week, in the same break room with her for a long period of time. 2 months later, she left. And, you know, I still miss her. Her sister works with us now, but still. I didn't know that that would be our last time because it's hectic. They had us in these out counties, and we all had to come back last April of 24. And so for 4 months, we came back from our out counties, and then they sent me back out to another out county, and she ended up going back to the one she was at. And so for 4 months, got to be around each other again. But when she went back to the out county and then they took that other part of, you know, where we work, that other division they took, it's almost like we went around each other. But we got that one last time. And so that was last April. Me and her last April, probably May, had a real nice conversation. Finally got to sit down and have a real nice conversation. We talked before. We just had a more in-depth conversation. And it was like after we had that conversation, me and her didn't really talk again until when was that? Probably September. So, April. So, for 5 months, hide and bide each other, didn't really get to talk to each other. Then from September, so for another 4 months, September to January, when we had that week where we were kind of like in the same break room every day. We high and bide each other for 4 months before that. So it was like God gave me that last opportunity to be around her before she had left. And 2 months later, she was gone. You know, she would have been celebrating her, and I remember plain as today, y'all. I remember telling her last September, you know, because September was my hiring date, month. And it was hers. It's a lot of people they hired in September. You know, her year end was 2 days after mine in September, but different years. You know, her 2000. She was 2023. I was 2019. So 4 years apart, but the same month, you know. I remember telling her last September, congratulations on your first year here. I said, here's to many more. And she'll be gone like, come on, she'll be gone when we get. She'll be gone 6 months next month when she. So the month she should have had 2 years in, she'll be gone a half a year. You know, and in like 6 more months, she'll be gone a whole year, y'all. March of 2026. We only had her with us for 18 months. So I miss her to death, man. It's like so much I just really wanted to get to know her better and be a real good friend to her. And it didn't happen that way, y'all. Sometimes it just don't. But I thought she was a really good person, and I still miss her, you know. But sometimes you will get one swan song with somebody, and it'll be the last time y'all gonna be together or will be around each other like that. And after that, y'all gonna just fade apart, never ever get a chance to be around each other like that. And I didn't know at the time, you know, I didn't know in 2 months she would be gone from the company. She's enjoying her best life, though, on Facebook, I see. I miss her like crazy, man. I remember her and her sister being in there laughing and joking with us back in January, man. And they're gonna let a lot of them go, the ones I trained and her sister, and it's just, it's rough, man. So a lot of them say they're going to stay with the company and do some other things. And a lot of people say they're just going to go somewhere else. They don't want them bad memories. Just hate what they're doing, man. I don't want to see nobody jobless, you know. But, yeah, guys, I'm just trying to, you know, hold it together because we're going to have a little going away party for them. A lot of stuff, man. A lot of people have been going through this close to me. And, guys, it's rough, man. It's rough out here. But we're trying to maintain, you know. You know, so I'm ready for football, y'all. You know, tomorrow will be, I think, 10 days away. Tomorrow will be 12 days away. Yeah. All right, y'all. Flint Town Boy checking in. It's been a while. Oh, this podcast only been 27 minutes. Seem longer. It seems much longer. All right, y'all. I'm about to get on up out of here. Yeah, let me see. I was going to play something, but I'm going to play something else for you guys. You need to hear this one.
Give me one night, baby, your love. make me do right.